ist endlich draußen eines der meist ersehntesten Alben in diesem Jahr, und zwar Mayhem von Lady Gaga. Ihr siebtes Album, endlich draußen, die große Rückkehr zu ihren Wurzeln zum Pop. Und kurz vorm Release des Albums durfte ich mit Lady Gaga sprechen. Im Interview erzählt sie uns, warum sie Angst hatte, dieses Album rauszubringen und zurück zum Pop zu kehren, und was die Lady Gaga, die das erste Album gemacht hat, der Lady Gaga sagen würde, die jetzt Mayhem gemacht hat. Eine super offene, ehrliche, verletzliche Lady Gaga erwartet euch in dem Interview. Ich bin Mona und das ist der Energy Star Talk. Viel Spaß.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Having a good day.
I'm good, thank you. I am having a good day.
Perfect. So congratulations, first of all, on everything that's going on right now. I just read that you broke the record as the female artist with the most monthly listeners in the history of Spotify.
I know. I can't believe that. That is such a tremendous honor and a surprise. Like, I really, yeah. It means a lot. And it means so much, too, because I'm about to drop my new album. And I just didn't expect this to happen this way.
Amazing. I'm so looking forward to this album. We're getting to this later, but first of all, congratulations also on your singles. They're doing amazing. We're playing it. It's such a blast when we blast it in the studio. We're always having a good time.
Thank you.
Abracadabra. So fun. And I wondered, how do you manage your like daily abracadabra, like in day-to-day life?
You know, I think that that song is really about the way that life tests you and the way that mm-hmm. we test ourselves too. And you know, can you handle the battle with yourself and with the world? And I wanted to create a record that was like hard hitting, but also had a lot of fantasy in it, because I think the pressure that we put on ourselves can be really overwhelming. So this idea that there would be a witch casting a spell over me that I would have to overcome, I thought was like a kind of fantasy way of telling the story and making it fun. And also, you know, I have a style that I developed since I was a kid of writing music. And as a woman in music, I think I really wanted to own that style and say, like, this is me. This is my invention. Mm-hmm. And this is, like, the mark that I want to leave.
Amazing. That sounds really, really amazing. When did you know that you were working on an album?
When did I know? Well, yeah. You know, I had been talking to Michael, my fiance, a lot about music and art and life, and he told me that he felt like I really needed to make a pop record. And what I mean by that is, like, I did make other pop records in the last 10 years, but some of them were more conceptual, and mm-hmm. they were not as deeply rooted in some of my earlier musical influences, or like my earlier style of like dark poetry and hard beats. So, mm-hmm. You know, we decided we wanted to like go for it. And then I just went into the studio, and the very first day I wrote a song that's on the album called Vanish Into You. And as soon as I wrote that song, I knew we were making an album, because it kind of came like flowing out, you know, it was like a water hose that had lots of water backed up. And I wanted to keep going.
Oh, amazing. So how maybe differently did you approach this crafting album process than before? Was it different?
You know, I always have had the role of the conductor for all of my music and all of my albums. I have always been the person that chose the producers I work with, even since my first album. I also always co-produced all my work. I also mm-hmm. wrote all my songs. So some things, you know, were the same, but I would say that I really allowed myself to have a confidence in the studio with this album that I don't know that I've ever had before. And Andrew Watt, who I worked on the album with, as well as Circuit, you know, and Gustafelstein, they all have very different skill sets. And Andrew plays a lot of instruments, and I can write instrumentation for like any instrument pretty much. And so I was able to say, okay, I want the bass to sound like this, and I want the guitar to sound like this, and I mm-hmm. want the synths to be like this, and then Circuit would flip it and take the idea to the next level, and then we would like break it apart and go to the piano and write the chorus, or Gesaffelstein would come in and he would say, I hear this totally differently, you know, it was an experience that where I would say that I felt more confident than ever before. And Amazing. And also wanted to celebrate myself as a female producer. I really loved that aspect of it.
Yeah, as it should be. Amazing. Congratulations. That really sounds just freed and really confident. Congratulations. That sounds great.
Thank you.
I really love the latest songs, by the way. I mean, it's super nostalgic. It's a sound I grew up with. They have like this little spicy, catchy hook thing, you know, the breakdown in the middle, the backing vocals, that for me is like such a signature early Lady Gaga music style. What did make you like bring this sound back?
I just wanted to own it. You know, I know that might sound like a weird way of saying it, but I think I felt since I was in my 20s, like after my first record, that, you know, people try always to take credit for women's work and say like, oh, you know, she got her sound from this producer, or, it, you know, like there's no way she's writing her own music, or somebody put that together for her, or it was her team. And, you know, I of course feel so grateful for all my collaborators, but I think it's really important as a woman in music to be able to say, this is my invention, this is the thing that I made. So mm-hmm. I brought some of that style back for this album as a way of kind of cementing who I am. Mm-hmm. It's not a tribute to my former self, but it is it is like mm-hmm. a celebration of and an honoring of, and also like putting my feet like firmly in the ground.
Amazing. But nevertheless, you said in an interview, I think, the album started as me facing my fear of returning to the pop music my earliest fans loved. Do you remember, like, what fears did you face, and what is it like now that the album is finished?
Well, I think I feared that what people said was maybe true. Like, you know, did somebody make me? The invention of other people? And, you know, I think sometimes when people are critical to anyone, that we can feel like, is there some truth in what they're saying? So there was a really big desire inside of me to kind of once and for all show myself and my fans too, you know, like this is who I am. And that also like no one makes you, you make you.
Yeah. How did that change now when you like finishing the album? Did that change?
How did it change me? I think I ended feeling really confident. I can't remember the last time I was so excited to release a record. Like I'm truly so excited to drop this album. March 7th Amazing. Is going to be like the best day ever.
Yes, I really also can't wait for it. So saying that, I mean, I also heard you saying in an interview that earlier in your career, you put out music for who you wanted to be. And now this music is more like who you really are now. And that really got me, because it's kind of this big, like, full circle moment, because you're like, now owning like your style and everything. What is the biggest difference maybe between the Lady Gaga that crafted LG1 and the Lady Gaga that crafted LG7?
Wow. Well, I think when I was crafting LG1, I was like fascinated with the art of fame. And I was like really interested in artifice and, you know, iconography and how does somebody become famous. And I had this theory that like if you sang as if you were famous, you could make that happen. And then it wouldn't be also something that was just for me. It would be something that anyone could do. And I literally saw my fans do that. Like my fans became world famous because of like them kind of adopting that philosophy as well. But I would say now I'm much more obsessed with my musicianship. So, you know, fame is a part of what I do. But I don't have to like I don't view it in the same way or I don't go after it in the same way. Now it's more like now it's more like a piece of my artistry, but the musicianship is the thing that I think will carry me through the rest of my life. And,
wow.
You know, I like Tony Bennett used to always say to me, stick with quality. And to me,
you know,
like for women in music, like they talk about our records, but they talk about our hair. They talk about our clothes. They talk about, you know, if we're winning or not. Right. And I think that what I've realized is that the thing that really matters is what my output is with my craft, because that's the gift to the fans. And I can do my best always to, you know, give them performances that they want. But really what matters the most is that I feel good about the hard work that I'm putting in.
Amazing. That sounds so in control. That sounds so you. That sounds so free. That's really amazing. I think I have one more question left. I think 1 minute. But I would like to know, you said something about like this album shows every part and shade of who Lady Gaga is as a person. And I wondered if you like discovered something surprising while crafting this album, like something, I don't know, a side of you that you reconnected with, or something, just the album helped you to reconnect with some of the shades or sides of you that you felt like got lost.
I think it helped me reconnect with darker poetry, which I love. You know, I often call this album a series of gothic dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like all these dark dreams, like whether daytime or nightmares, that are, you know, about the past sort of haunting me. And that was something that I think was very prevalent on the Fame, and the Fame Monster in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I rediscovered my gothic dreams. And through those gothic dreams, I rediscovered the earliest music that influenced me, that I fell in love with. And that really carried me through the studio, like thinking a lot about, I thought a lot about David Bowie and Prince, like every single day.
Amazing. Like the rock band you covered when you were like at university. That's amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much for this interview. I think we have to wrap it up now. I'm super, super excited for Mayhem. And wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.